after Mahaprabhu. Then he was there. From South India, near Kanyakumari. From Chinnar Delhi to Kanyakumari, he had that place under him. And his Kulasekhar. Kulasekhar. Bhakti Kula, Vaishnava Kulasekhar. A strong devotee. So such strong devotion is necessary. He said, in Kali Yugam, you do nam. He often said, do nam. Simosadam Buddhasi. You take Krishna Rasayanam, means tonic, Krishna tonic, not these tonics. Whatever tonics you will take, you cannot eternally survive. You will die. But if you take Krishna, it is upset tonic, you will survive. You will never die. So take this tonic. So such people must be there in this world. Madhakya china bhunyan bhagavat bhakti hinan janam. Those who have no faith towards the Lord, oh Lord, let me not see his face. Madhra, you ask his eyes, don't see those people who are faithless, godless people, faithless people. Marsadjam, sadjabandham. Means you should not hear any topic or any song which contains no glories of the Lord. You should not. You should not write any passage or book which doesn't contain the glories of Vishnu. That was his order. Madhraksha Sina Punya. Oh, don't look at these people. These are sinners. If you look at them, then whatever devotion you possess, it will go away. As Mahaprabhu says, what is this today? Did I talk to anybody? Or did I see anybody? Devotionless. Or any teach? Why I am not feeling happy? He, Kulasekhar also the same thing. He says. And those in that sampradayam also, most of them are great devotees. Great devotees. But Ramanuja, he was an acharya. So he maintained his dignity. But Jamunacharya or Kulasekhar, they never maintained their dignity. But Ramanuja maintained his dignity. He conducted his guru, Yadava Prakash. He was a Mayavadi. He was the commentator of Brahma Sutra. But Ramanuja told him the truth about Kapyasa Sutra and so many. Then he thought, this fellow must die. So in the name of Kasi Yatra, he took all these people in the forest for 1 month. After 1 month, one day, they have to stay somewhere in the forest. That day, Govinda told him, you go with him to Ramananda. Ramananda went to him. Nightfall. Then where will he go? He did not know the path. Then he saw Koyas, forest people. They are husband and wife, they are both going. Then he followed. In the midnight, they sat under the tree. They also sat under. Then it was dark. Little darkness is there. Then the wife said, I feel thirsty, water. Then Ramanuja understood, oh, she wants water. So let me go. So went to a well, walking to a well, and took water, brought his finger, and she drank. And both of them went away. And now it is light. Then he inquired, what is the place, the name of this place? Then he said, this is Kanjivaram. Are we traveled 1 month. After traveling 1 month, how could we come to Kanjivaram? Then he said, Vardarada and Lakshmi, both of them helped me. So I must do their service, because he has given water. So 22 pitchers of water he used to bring from the well daily and offer to Lord for a bath. For bath. Acharya, he was an acharya, but he used to do this service. So the Vandrad could talk to him. When the devotees, Ramanuja, Jamanacharya, gone, then at Sri Ranganath, there is no acharya. So they came to Ramanuja and requested him to come there. Then these bhaktas said, no sir, let them do their own business. We are not going to leave you. They won't leave him. Then after great difficulty, he went back. So such are those days they used to speak. Even Vidhitis used to speak to them. When Archaka, Pujaka, but Muni Vahana, Rajamuni means Harijan, he was on the way to Ranganath. Archaka came, it was already 3 o'clock, but he is senseless. On the route, he sent him. Then, without calling him, because that also touches, he should have touched the world and the tongue also, because very rigid untouchability they followed. Then he threw a stone upon him, and then the strike, after strike he woke up. I have committed offense, sir. Please excuse me. Please excuse me. He was weeping and weeping. Sir, you have come. Why did I come here? And I have, it is late for the service of the Lord. So I could not understand it. Please excuse me, sir. So saying, he went away. When Pujari entered, the keys are with him. He turned the keys. But the door never comes. Then he asked Ranganath, what is the offense I have done, sir? Doors are not open. My keys are with me. But from the inside, Ranganath says, you have committed offense at the feet of that Muni. He was not an untouchable. He was a devotee. Now you must carry him on your shoulder and go around this village or town. Just go to Srilangam town. You should go around and tell others that I have committed offense by hitting him with a stone. He is a great devotee. Now Ranganath ordered me to carry his body and go around. This is the offense. All of you, please bless me. Then after that, when it was completed, then he asked him to get down. He got down. He went straight to the temple. Never took bath. Previously they take bath, but no, he said, without taking bath, you must come. So I was talking from inside. Thermal, the deities are talking. So deities can talk. Those deities. But nowadays, where are the Kahoot? They never find deities talking. They just place it and repeat the mantra and come out and work. This is not at all arsana. Arsana means the deities must feel that today they have got good meals. Because naturally those bhaktas prepare also very good. Preparation of the bhaktas. Bhaktas can prepare. Bhaktas cannot prepare. So that is Bhagavan is fond of their bhaktas. Whatever bhakti, you give what? Patram, bhusvam, bhavam, toyam. With bhakti you give again. If not, he is not hungry to take your preparation. And if he takes your preparation, you must feel the time of fortunate. But nowadays they never feel themselves fortunate. In those days, whether the offering to the Lord and the prasadam giving to all Vaishnavas, they feel happy. But nowadays, no. They are reckless because they are given some money monthly. So they take it and just prepare it, bring it, place it, take it. They never know whether God has eaten. In those days, previously, they were pure souls. So then and there, Bhagavan tell them, today your preparation is not good. So they are very particular. Very particular. In those days, because all these alvars, 12 alvars, they used to talk with the deities. Nowadays, no talking. Because my adraksha kina punyan or papatmas, atheist. They never admit that they are atheist. But they are atheist. Carefully, cautiously, they should prepare the food for the Lord. It's how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya here, he prepared. Why prepared? And he also brings articles from outside and by prepares. He also so many very 4 shares or 5 shares rice and a big plant and leaf, big plant and leaf. One plant banana, big one. And 4 kids. And above that he placed the ghee. And all round donas, in that dona they have kept about 40 or 50 varieties. Then they asked Mahaprabhu to come. He has made no rooms, only one room Mahaprabhu come. And Mahaprabhu will sit there in that room. Next room cooking. And there is one room between the two, one gate between the two. After cooking also nobody can see. Because he knows his son-in-law is an atheist. He knows, but he should not see. He was with a stick sitting there and giving. But that fellow was very anxious to see. And he sighed, oh, this quantity of food can satisfy 15 or 16 people. So much for one person. He ran away. So saying, he ran away. Then he followed him. I will kill him. And he could not catch him. He sent back and asked his daughter, you break your sankha, break. And told mother, Sabram, today your daughter has become a widow. Patita patitam chade. So you can give up that pati, who is a patita, who is an atheist. I have committed offense at the feet of the Lord. I have invited him, and with great care, both of them, both for 2 days, they were preparing, bringing all sorts of things, and equipment, and preparing and preparations for 2 days. Now, Mahaprabhu held that. Mahaprabhu, he took prasadam, and he went to his room, Padhatantamattha. But he never took prasadam. Sarvabhauma never took prasadam. He was fasting, and wife and husband both are fasting. And in the night, midnight, he held that Amog is suffering from cholera. He will die. Then he said, good. Now the Lord has given him punishment. Very good. Let him die. But Mahaprabhu held that. Mahaprabhu immediately ran to him, and he was unconscious. Then he placed his head on chest. Why you are a Brahmin? Why you have Dharmacharya Chandari Chano Tata Bosaila? So you are a Ardhavam Brahmani Sakshat. The heart of a Brahmin is pure. Why you have done this offense? Then now you are pure. Look, get up and then. Now you are done. Then Bhattacharya learned that. Then he asked Mahaprabhu, why did you save him? He should die. He should die. Why did you save him? Then he said, no, young boy. Young boy doesn't know anything. You should not be hard towards him. You must have patience. And you are a learner Pandit, so you must excuse. And you will see that in those days, the servant as well as the master, both are honest. But now servant is not honest, master is not honest. Wherever you want. But in those days, that is why they used to talk with the murtis. They see the murtis taking his food. But is there anybody now to exhibit it?
Mahaprabhu was in Viraha Bhav. So it seems that this Dham, Jagannath Puri Dham, is a place where we should. So our question is, by living here, how can we develop or increase our mood of separation? This is the essence of our philosophy.
That viraham, which Mahaprabhu experienced and exhibited, that separation feeling, a jiva cannot have it. But there is this raga bhakti. Raga bhakti will start from there. When once he could have the taste of the Supreme Lord, either by his sound or hearing, his sound or uttering his sound, or having his darshan, either in dream or just like a lightning, then viraha will develop. That can be solved only when we leave this body. In this body, you cannot have it. That viraham, that was falling 12 feet long. The body was 12 feet long. There was no flesh, only skin and skeleton. 12 feet long. The devotee saw. Who was the devotee? Swarup Damodar Raya Ramananda. They saw that Mahaprabhu had left us. So saying, they were simply repeating the nama. And slowly, now his hands and moves became normal. The position has become normal. The lengthy body has crippled. It has come to its old position. And Mahaprabhu said, and asked, where are we? Why you have come here? Sir, you have come here. So, to in search of you, we have come. And we saw that you were falling in the group of cows, and your body is 12 feet long, no flesh on this skull. Let us go. So he went. Like that, so many things happened, but it was not quoted in Chaitanya Charitamritam. So many things happened. Anyhow, that is called Mahabhava. That Mahabhava a jiva cannot have. But jiva can have that bhava. He can attain that bhava. And after attaining that bhava, he will lose his body. The body will perish. And with his eternal soul's body, he will go there. Not this body. But Mahaprabhu, in this body, he went there. He said, today, you are making noise. And I was on the Govardhana Hill. I was picking flowers. And gopis are picking flowers. Just when you make some noise, so my disturbance has come. I woke up now. Then he says, half-conscious state. That is half-conscious. Who are you? He asked, Swarupa Damodar, who are you? Swarupa says, I am Swarupa. Oh, Swarupa. What did I say? Did I say anything extraordinary? Don't believe me. Don't believe my words. Just a then and there he covers himself. He is covering himself. But at that stage, only Lalita and Abhishaka can able to understand. And he was Radha. Radha Bhava literally. So that Mahabhava, whether Kurma Shariram and our this long, 12 feet long body, it cannot be held by, because for hours together, he is unconscious. That he has exhibited, and these things could not be understood by worldly people. So he did not expose himself to others, only Swarupa Damodar and Ramananda, or Sikhi Mahanti, or his sister, Madhavi Mata, not that. That shows Mahaprabhu's bhavas we cannot imitate. A ordinary jiva cannot attain that bhavam. When Sarvabhauma saw the body lying unconscious for 3 to 4 hours, he said, a human being cannot be senseless for 4 hours. Impossible. Then, after 3-4 hours, he took his body home. Then also no consciousness. And after serving him 1 hour, he came to full consciousness. So, then he said, whatever I have seen, you are very beautiful, young man, and you have taken sannyas. And the bhava I saw, it is Mahabhava, which cannot be perceived in human beings. Impossible. Not because he was not a devotee then, but he was a scholar and teacher of monism, Vedanta Sutra. But he knows, he studied scriptures. He said, I have seen. A human being cannot be unconscious for 3 to 4 hours. Senseless, even air is not moving. He examined, putting some at his nose. It is not moving. And he thought, he has come to the conclusion that is Mahabhava. That cannot be imitated by any human being. Impossible. It is impossible. But that cannot be understood by anybody. Because Swarupa Damodar was Lalita and this Ramananda was Vishakha. So they both cannot understand. Nobody can understand. No human being cannot. He was 18, 12 years day and night there. Nobody knows. Nobody goes there. Because Mahaprabhu is not for advertisement. He has to experience. It, not to exhibit it and to make a show, but he should exhibit it, because he should exhibit that is Radha Dyuti Subharitam Nomi Krishna Sarupa. So that conception, people in future may realize through Swarupa Damodar Ramananda, he has exhibited. That's all. But not like Navadvip, he was teaching, but that sort of thing is Vijibhakti, Vaidhibhakti, it is not Raga Bhakti. When he comes to Raga Bhakti, after meeting Ramananda Raya, not prior to that, because he says, so I am very grateful to you, because as Ramananda told me, I see all those things in you, so you are not an ordinary soul. He says to Mahaprabhu, Because Ramananda told, Bhattacharya told that you are going to South Indian tour. There you will meet Ramananda Rai. You should meet Ramananda Rai, who is the governor of Southern Empire of Orissa. He is staying in Rajahmundry. And after crossing Rajahmundry River, you will come to see him in Gospel Ghat. There you will meet him. He will come there. And what Mahaprabhu says, yes, what our Bhattacharya told me, it is true. He says, he is equal to you and is a person who can birds of same feather. So now the same conception you have and Ramananda has, same conception. But I am a Mayabadi, guru of a sannyasini. This rasa, I do not know, but it is your mercy that you would come. Then Mahaprabhu says, yes, it is our fortune that I come and cross with you. You are such a great soul you are. So your thoughts are not developed. Now we shall develop it. You must come again to Puri. With your association, I can develop. Exactly he did it with the association of Ramananda Rai. For that purpose, he asked him to resign the governor's post. To come away. He wrote to Pratap Rudra. And Pratap Rudra said, yes, you can resign. Still, I will give the double promotion, that is the income of your yearly income from the government, that I will give. Without doing the service, you can enjoy the money. So he did it. But the Mahaprabhu's thought, even Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, they are also not old. Because they thought of Vaikuntha, not of Goloka. Now, about Goloka Mahaprabhu is speaking. The Panchatattvam, all the Panchatattvams, they are Vaikuntha. Even Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, or Gadadhara Pandit, Shanti Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and Srivasa, they are from Vaikuntha. So the planet Vaikuntha, beyond it, the supreme abode of Vaikuntha is Goloka. So about Goloka, Mahaprabhu never discussed with anybody there. With these people, he only discussed about Namam. You do Namam. The efficacy of Namam, he told, that Namam will do wonders. Always day and night was singing Namam, preaching Namam. And of course now he says, those old people who are associates of Namadvipa, he asked those people not to come to Puri, because now he's changing his conception, changing. Now his attention is towards Goloka. But these people, they are not from Goloka, they are from Vaikuntha. So they cannot go beyond Vaikuntha. Because they are satisfied with Vaikuntha conception. They are satisfied. So they are not coming. And Mahaprabhu also conveniently he is told that you need not come. Nityananda Prabhu, you do not come. You please stay there and preach. And Advaita Prabhu also says that you preach there. And Gadadhara Pandit, of course he came here, because he has already come here. Prior to Mahaprabhu, which Mahaprabhu only came, when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he came, Gadadhara Pandit came. Nityananda Prabhu came, but he returned. But Gadadhara never returned. Because Nityananda Prabhu was not Grihastha, Gadadhar Pandit was not a Grihastha. So he said, I will remain here. My sannyas is Kshetra Sannyasam. Mahaprabhu said, this is your Kshetra Sannyas. You should not quit Kshetram, Puri Kshetram. But he also, when he was going to Vrindavan, Vayan Chandnavadvip, when he went there, Mahaprabhu, he said, Chanhala. That Radha Bhava Dhuti Suvalitam Naumi Krishna Swarupa. What is Radha Bhavam? What do you mean by Radha Bhavam? Radha, due to separation of Krishna, her feeling is called Viraha. And in that Viraham only, he enjoys. Viraham means, the viraham is more powerful, climax. It reaches the climax. Then only that darshan comes, Krishna darshan. He will have Krishna darshan. And he says, when he goes there, I saw the dream in dream, not a dream. In daytime he was talking. He said, I have seen that I was in Vrindavan on Govardhan. I was picking flowers. And you made some noise. Now I have to come down from there. Who are you? Then they say that Uyari, he is Ramananda and I am Swarup. Oh, what did I say? Don't extraordinary, don't believe me. Don't believe my words. But they are the associates of Lalita and Vishakha, they know it well. Radha's Bhavam. And due to separations, Radha's feeling can be understood only by Lalita or Vishakha, none else. So that it cannot be discussed. Now, one thing, devotion can be discussed. But the feeling that the viraha tapam and that the intensive viraha tapam Mahaprabhu enjoy, that cannot be explained through this words. We cannot explain. Only if you practice Harinama and if you come to that level, then you can understand some extent. Because this cannot be understood by human beings. Because he was for 12 years here, day and night, he was weeping. If anybody goes there to console him? No, nobody goes there. So it is the will of Gauranga Mahaprabhu that nobody should come here. If even his known devotees come, Mahaprabhu never talks with them. Just he was talking something else. He was repeating the quotations of so many in Bhagavatam and quotations of other Gita Govinda and Lalita Madhava, Gita Govindam, Jagannath Ballabha Natak, and Chandidasa, Vidyapati, all these quotations of these great devotees he was quoting. And they also simultaneously, they also quoted. And there he enjoys. Because where he is, and what stage he is, they know him. So they say, When Mahaprabhu was coming from Vrindavan, he was weeping. The Mohammedans, Pathan Vaishnavas, the three or four people were coming. And they brought down, got down from their horses and they were sitting there. Mahaprabhu was senseless. Then they thought, Mahaprabhu is senseless.